this was definitely a business. And we do know that markets were set up at prison camps. We also know that as the war progressed, for people who were going on tour within England, because you could no longer do the grand tour in Europe with the Napoleonic Wars raging across great swathes of northwest Europe, then this would be one of the spots they would come visit, a prison of war camp. We know that certainly at Norman Cross, the prison blocks were allowed to set up a stall outside the palings of the prison. And these wooden palings or fence had sufficient gaps that the prisoners were behind them but could communicate with people who wished to buy whatever they made. So you had prisoners inside the palings within the prison, and you had people come to visit the markets, which at the height of the wars operated for a couple of hours a day, 6 days a week. So these markets were quite something. We also know that, as well as making models out of bone, they would attempt to make toys and card boxes out of wood. And we also know that there was an illicit trade in straw work. Straw work? Well, straw work is the ability to use straw to plait it to make things like bonnets or baskets. But this was an illicit trade. Certainly, we know at Norman Cross, making bonnets and baskets and containers was actually a local industry. And so at a time of hostilities, this at times was a difficult time for working people who were making straw bonnets and baskets and boxes. And so the government very much frowned upon the prisoners getting involved in this. They were concerned that this was taking away from local employment. And although the war was on and a great amount of government money was being spent on the war, there were areas of unemployment in England, Wales and Scotland. And this was a prospective area that the government did not want prisoners of war taking a part in and taking away from the lives of ordinary working people.